Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like to reach.
All righty, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
What's going on?
Well, we have lots to talk about. It's a Tuesday. Wow, big weekend. But first, before we talk about that, let's talk about Tommy John, by the way, you guys. How much we all love Tommy John.
Love Tommy John.
I know. I love Tommy John. In fact, I was...
I'm wearing a Tommy John t-shirt right now.
I know. Isn't it so super
soft? I love it. I stole that out of John's drawer.
I wear all of his Tommy John shirts.
It's like I can't help it. I put it on when I go to sleep, and then I just wake up in it, and ooh, I love it.
It's so great. I know. You guys have not tried Tommy John. You have to. And the ladies, all the ladies... There's Tommy John for you too, by the way. So, look, there's a reason why we talk about it, because it is one of the most comfortable men and women's underwear on the planet. The women have no panty line free, which I love. I wear with my yoga pants. Mm-hmm. I have to have my Tommy John undies for my yoga pants. It's a life changing underwear.
How really do we get them?
Well, you guys can get them at TommyJohn.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your first order if you go to TommyJohn.com/FCOL. And tell me why you like Tommy John so much, and maybe we'll send you some free Tommy John.
Tweet at me. Tweet at her.
Yes.
Get that going.
Mm-hmm.
Also, do you hate grocery shopping like I do?
Yes.
Here's the problem. Sometimes you need something at one grocery store. This mm-hmm. happens to me. But I'm like, oh, I need to go to Ralph's. But I also need these little sugar-free cheesecakes that I can only find at Gelson's. And while I'm at Gelson's, I might as well get this. And by the time I'm done, I've been to like five stores in one
know.
Day.
Right. There's Rite Aid, Gelson's, Tommy John's, I was going to say, Trader Joe's.
Costco.
Costco. I mean, come on, everybody.
Yeah. Come on, you guys. Here's what you can do, though. You can now... delegate that to Instacart.
Mm-hmm.
Instacart gets your groceries delivered in as little as 1 hour or at a time that works with your schedule. Plus, they give you coupons so you can save money on all your pantry staples. And it's available at your favorite stores, local and national retailers. So instead of sitting in traffic looking for parking, going to 14 stores in one day, use Instacart. So to try it today, to get free delivery on your first order for a limited time, go to instacart.com or download the mobile app and enter our promo code FCOL. So get your free Instacart delivery today at instacart.com or download the mobile app. And don't forget to enter the code FCOL. Do it today.
Ah, woo. What a weekend.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
By the way.
Yes.
Adam Carolla show
yes.
I have right here, mm-hmm. just hit the 10-year anniversary. And before you tell us about the big party where you took pictures with all kinds of like fans
uh-huh.
and celebrities, mm-hmm. This week on Adam's show, he's talking to Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep. He's
and
got Jimmy on.
Jay Leno on CarCast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So download the Adam Carolla show and CarCast on Podcast One.
It was fun. It was so funny because right before the show started, I'm looking at this going, I see Jimmy Kimmel and I see Jay Leno. And I was like, and then the name in the middle is Adam. And I'm thinking, Adam's the only one that can get Jay Leno and Jimmy on the same show. See, isn't that nice? Adam's bringing people together.
Yeah. But aren't they on a different show? One's on CarCast, but you mean on his, like both in the studio.
Yeah. Kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh,
they were, they were. He was there.
Now, have Jimmy Kimmel and Jay Leno ever been enemies? Are they part of that? Like, I know Conan, somebody doesn't. There's people that don't like people.
Kimmel is not a Jimmy's not a big fan of Leno.
Oh,
I don't think.
But who took whose job?
I don't really. Wait. So nobody. Jimmy didn't. No, wait. Leno was on NBC, so that's Fallon. So Jimmy, the skinny guy in Late Night.
Wait, so Letterman, wanted
Leno tried out Conan for a while on his show, and then went back to hosting it. And then they thought he was going to give it to Conan, and then he gave it to Fallon instead.
So that Fallon, was right? And then Conan was very upset, very angry.
Yeah,
having some anger issues. And then also Letterman was mad though too, right? Because he wanted the earlier spot. Yeah, Letterman.
Oh,
back
that was
in the day,
early on. Letterman did.
He got mad.
That was the early late night wars.
Yeah,
it was between Letterman and Leno, I think.
Yeah.
Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Right after the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
So then, anyway, whatever. But then Jimmy got his own show in late night. So he wasn't.
Jimmy seems like he's never mad at anybody.
No, not really.
He seems like he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care. He's got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
he ain't worried about Leno and his denim outfit. but yeah, it was Adam's 10th anniversary yesterday at the Peterson Museum.
Now this is going to sound terrible.
Yeah,
is Leno still on? Is he retired? Is there still a Tonight Show?
No. The Tonight Show is Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. So Leno is not on any show of any kind.
No.
He's just tinkering with cars.
If he is, he's doing a car show on the Car Channel. Like something like that. Okay. No, he's not on late night anymore.
Okay.
He's done. Fallon took his job. Jimmy Fallon took Leno's job.
And that's been a while. That's I'm about 8 years behind, right?
Yeah. There's a new show out now called Melrose Place. I think you'd like.
Okay, I gotcha.
That was your joke a while ago. That's anyways, it was the 10th anniversary at the Peterson Museum.
It was
a lot of fun. It was so much fun. You know why?
Because that was your whole day, though. And can I ask you this?
Mm-hmm.
Were there any – did you have to miss any games?
You know, it's funny because – so Sunday was the anniversary the whole day. It was like daytime Peterson Museum, daytime shows. Then we watched a screening of Uppity with Willie T, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. I had lunch with him and his fiance, and then
Willie T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
isn't
it's like
he
kind
like
of spur
in
of the moment?
Isn't he in his 80s or something?
No, he's like he's young.
He is.
Yeah, he's like I don't know, 50 or
what?
Like
no,
50s? Yeah, you should look up how old he is, Caitlin. Yeah, he's young, and he's got his fiance. It's probably his second wife, but it is his second wife because they. So we watched the screening of that, and then we went into the live podcast, and Jimmy was on the live podcast. And then I took the kids during the daytime
stuff. Oh, so Jimmy was at the Peterson Museum?
Yeah, he was at the Peterson Museum last night. Yeah. And so I took the kids and Natalia – oh, my God. So Natalia wanted to bring a friend, and you know how many times I heard – the words mobile muffin in the first 30 minutes I walked into the door because Natalia, Adam, and Sonny, because I had to park the car, Adam, Sonny, Natalia, and Natalia's girlfriend went to the event and like four or five fans came to me like in the very beginning. Hi, Lynette. So is that mobile muffin? And I was like, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I only told the truth to one fan, and that's Addie, because I trust her.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. That was funny. So
did she eat any muffins walking around?
No. I don't think
so. Was it a muffin-free zone?
Yes, it was. Now, it was indoors, outdoors. It was a whole thing. And so they went off and did their selfie stuff. By the way, did you see the chick on the Today Show? Did you find out how old he is?
Willie T?
Yeah.
64.
But he looks like he's 54. I mean, black don't crack, you know. He's a good looking dude. I ain't fronting. Like, he's a good looking dude, especially back in the day when he's race car driving. He's a good looking, and he's got charisma, and he's got that care.
Thinking he was the first person. I mean, the name of the thing was supposed to be Uppity N-Word, right?
Yes. That's what
he wanted to call it that.
Right.
I'm saying, but that's because there was a lot of racism in racing back in the
yes.
day.
Yes.
Racism in racing.
Racism. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes. Especially down south.
So I'm thinking he had to have been older. That's why I'm thinking he couldn't have been that young.
He was a young dude in racing world. Paul Newman is the guy that really – that's how we discovered him. Paul Newman discovered him. But anyway, so he wanted it to be called Uppity N-Word because that was his nickname. And so I saw him by the elevators yesterday. He was standing with his fiance, and I said, "Hi, Willie." You know, we were getting in the elevators, just me, Sonny, and Dr. Spaz, Dr. Bruce, to go eat lunch at the cafeteria they have there. And he was going there to get a glass of wine with his lady. And I said, you know, big fan, like, love the show. Like, can't wait for you to watch it in the theater with all the fans. And I didn't know he knew who I was. And then I said, and my son watched it too. And my son loved it. And I think when he saw Sonny, he goes, "I know who you are. Don't pretend." He's like, I said, "This is my son, Sonny." And then Bruce goes, this is Adam's son and Adam's wife. He goes, "I know who they are." He goes, "I knew who you are." But I think he knew Sonny because he said, "I remember you from the Christmas party. I remember you, little fella, from the Christmas party." But yeah, we had a nice lunch, and he was talking to us all these stories about down south and how racism was back then. And he said he loved it because he loved to fuck with everybody. That's why he was sitting in the office with Nate Adams, Nate, the documentary guy, and Adam, and they said, and Nate said to Ribs, as Adam calls him, "Ribs, what do you want to call this documentary?" And he said, "There's only one name to call it," and he said it. And Adam goes, "That's not going to fly. you think it's not going to go anywhere because I'm on the title of it? Like, it ain't going anywhere of that." But so they named it Uppity. But he just told all these stories about, you know, them writing it on the bathroom walls and stuff, like calling him the N-word. And and if you watch the documentary, you'll see like how they fucked with him. They fucked with his life. You know, his brother was with him throughout most of those times and races, and his brother is in the documentary as well, and his mom, and they fucked with him. He could have died with that shit. So you have to watch the documentary. It's really sad. And I sat next to Susan Pinsky, and she was crying after when it was over, and
about something different though.
Yeah,
right?
She was like, her watch broke. I don't know. She's always like, she's funny. She's cute. But so then I got on stage and I did a toast, and I thanked, because I knew Adam was going to forget, I thanked all the guys that have been with us since day one.
Aww.
Which is, you know, Chris, Matt, and Gary, and then the other little ducklings, Kaylin, Dylan, Emmy, Gabe. I said Dylan and Kaylin, I said, "Did I forget anybody?" And then Brian said, "Yeah, Emmy and Gabe." And then Adam goes, "Oh, I was hoping you would forget somebody."
Oh.
Yeah, it's an inside job. I was looking at Kaylin. But yeah, it was really nice. And the fans, I wanted to thank the fans too, for the Ace Holes for coming out. And our For Crying Out Loud fans were there. The girl, like, you would know when you saw them, Melissa Birch. Addie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the ladies were out and about, and it was really nice. It was a nice day. It was really sweet. It was a good day. It was it was fun. And then I had to take the kids home, and I got home, and that was it.
So did they miss any sporting events?
So
was there a volleyball game they had to blow off?
No, thank God there was no volleyball. But Sonny was in the championship on Saturday. Now, if they won, they were going to have to play Sunday. Which would have been fine because the game would have been at like 1 or 2 o'clock, and then we could have gone to the Peterson Museum. But, of course, they lost. But they only lost by like 3 points. It was a good game.
I love those games where you're like, okay, If they win, that's great.
Yes.
But if they lose, also great.
And now all the parents too. Everybody's like, well, at least we don't have to come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
But all I keep thinking about is, and it's coming up starting, I think, this weekend. There's a tournament, the first tournament where Sonny's going to be the little assistant coach.
Oh, my God. Life, as you know, is coming to an end, Lynette.
Screeching halt. I know. But, you know, although because of that, maybe – I don't know. Maybe he gets to go on his – I mean, I'll go to a bunch of them in the beginning, but then afterwards. We just booked Vegas, too, because, you know, every year we go to Vegas, and now everybody booked the Vegas trip. And they're excited for that, and Natalia's wheels are already spinning, going, oh, so can I bring Mobile Muffin to Vegas? Like, you can't bring anybody to Vegas, girl. So sit down and stay in your lane, because I can't be taking you and your friend and Sonny. I can't leave.
Although it might keep
two.
Her busy, because then you could just leave her at the hotel, hanging in the pool the whole time.
I know, but I don't know if I would feel comfortable being
true.
You know, all day at the convention center while she's back at the hotel pool by
yeah,
herself.
Yeah, that's true.
With her friend. So oh, darn. Too bad. You know, and then she goes, what if Dad goes? Oh, yeah, Dad's going to go. Dad's going to go for 5 days to Vegas. Sure. No problem. So, yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
Saturday, I don't even remember. Lynette, I have the worst memory. But Saturday, Sadie and Xander were home all day. LB had a bat mitzvah. Oh, okay. I know what happened. Has this ever happened to you? Sadie and Xander at the end of the day were so upset. Sadie was crying because she'd been so bored. She was bored and she hadn't done anything all day. But then I was going to go out and meet Robin actually. Mm-hmm. But then Sadie was just like, I didn't do anything all day. I haven't really. So I was like, all right, you want me to stay home and like watch a movie with you? And she was like, yes. And then I was like, bitch, I offered you many things to do today, which you said no because you wanted to play video games. You know, later I felt ripped off because I was like, hold on a minute. Uh-huh. You didn't want to do stuff when I offered you to do stuff, but now suddenly you're like, well, I've been just sitting in this chair. Yeah, playing Roblox all day.
Right.
How's that? How am I the heavy?
Right.
Because if I don't hit them right when they're in the mood to do something, it's like, you know what? Must be nice.
Right.
Must be nice to only do stuff when you're absolutely when the mood hits
you.
Yes,
you know.
And you're like, you know what? I would like to go to Paquito Moss right now. Right. Thank you so much for offering. No, but when I asked him, okay, so LB's friend came over.
I was talking to somebody and she goes, you know when I fell in love with your show? Was when I heard you talking about, and I didn't have kids yet, but I was pregnant, and I heard you talking about your daughters, and one of you called, was like, look, bitch, I'm like, yeah, what do you want us to call them? Charmutas? You know?
Of course, then, you little Charmuta. LB's friend came over. They were going to a bat mitzvah that night. Her friend came over earlier, and she says, Mom, but you're going to like this too because this is so funny. So LB says, Mom, I was maybe going to take them to the mall. I was up for a mall trip.
Yeah.
And then LB says, we were going to have to leave for their bat mitzvah at like 4:30. It's now 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. LB says, could you take us out for lunch? Because my friend was out all morning, but she hasn't eaten yet. And I was like, sure, why not? Mm-hmm. I wasn't busy. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Sure, I'll take you. I'm like, where do you guys want to go? Chipotle is usually their go-to. Uh-huh. No, we had Chipotle. They both look at each other. We had Chipotle yesterday. Mm-hmm. My kids are spoiled. So then they're like, I said, well, where do you want to go? Paquito Moss? I was like, sure, Paquito Moss. Hey, Sadie, Xander, you guys want to go get some lunch? You guys haven't eaten. They both looked at me. First of all, Xander always looks put out. He's like, really? Like, put on clothes? Seriously? He's like, seriously, bitch? Like, do you not – what part of I'm in a robe on the couch with my computer
in my
are
underpants.
You not computing in your little pee mom brain? Do I look at all ready to go out?
Right. How about you bring it back for me?
That's what – Then he has the nerve. This is – my kids all have the nerve to like different things.
Yeah,
everybody needs to get on the same page for my mental health. Stop with the, I don't like this restaurant. I don't like this. Bitch, I didn't go to restaurants when I was your age.
Oh, my God. That's Adam.
I didn't go to restaurants. If we went to a restaurant, we were lucky to even – okay, you can – there was no pick one from column A and one from column B.
No.
It was – there was – my brother and I make jokes that we didn't know what an appetizer meant for, like, growing up.
Oh, yeah. No.
You didn't order an appetizer.
No way.
You'd get slapped if you even suggested ordering an appetizer. My parents would be like, what are you talking about?
Right. Totally. Absolutely.
No, it was – you got to pick one thing and you also – if I ever got a soda at a restaurant when I was a kid, that was a big deal.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I got to order a Sprite. We would walk to this taco stand and I could have tacos and a Sprite. And looking back, it was like this really trashy, like really cheap – borderline fast food.
Yeah, one
of those type of places. It was in L.A. And I would be so excited because I could have a Sprite.
Right.
My parents would let me have a Sprite. So
that's so funny.
I was not spoiled. And I feel like we have takeout a lot. Like my kids get oftentimes based on their cravings.
Yeah, I know.
And I overdo it a little bit because I never had it growing up? Yeah, probably. But whatever. It's not a huge deal. The point is – my kids are the type of kids that are like, Paquito Mas, no thanks. Like,
I know.
Listen, if you were hungry, you'll find something you like there.
I know. Adam says the same thing. In fact, he got to the point where he goes, you know what? I'm done with these guys. I don't care where they want. If I want to go to the Mexican restaurant on Friday night for dinner, we're going to the Mexican. Are you crazy? Are you high? You guys are insane. Well, you don't want Mexican, you want Italian.
Yeah,
this one's craving sushi or whatever. It's like, fuck that shit. You're going where I want to go. You're fucking lucky to be going.
I'm normally not on the same page as Adam, but
I know.
I kind of agree.
I know.
And then you feel bad because you're like, oh, but Sadie's really craving sushi. Fuck Sadie.
I know. I do the same thing. I know.
I get like, well, I don't want them to feel like, oh, Elby gets her craving. She's craving Paquito Mas.
Right.
I stupidly go into that codependent, like, oh, I'm going to make them feel bad.
Yeah, I know.
But then I get suckered into like all kinds of going to five different places. Okay, so I said, oh, my God, then you're going to laugh at the next one. Okay, so I said, okay. Well, Elby and her friend want to go to Paquito Mas. Do you want me to then bring you something back? Apparently, you guys are glued to the couch and the chair and your Roblox. Do you want me to bring you something back? Xander, I'll just find something here.
That's
I'm like, okay,
funny.
Great. Thank you for saving me the money. Okay.
Right.
So I take Elby and her friend out. We have I have a great time. Who knew hanging out with two, basically one's 13 and one's 14. They gave me so much gossip. It was really fun.
Yeah.
We were recounting all these old times, talking about hot and cold.
Right.
And they gave me so much like fun juice. And then Elby found like an old text on her phone that she had between her and hot and cold. And we read it and laughed.
Right.
Ate a lot of chips.
Good times. Yeah.
Come home. Then I have to run her to the bat mitzvah. Come back. The kids are exactly where I left them. Now they're hungry.
Oh, now I knew it.
Right?
I knew it.
We haven't eaten.
Yeah, I know.
Whose fucking fault is that?
I know.
You were offered. Okay. So then, you know, some time goes by. I know what happened. I dropped them off at the bat mitzvah and then I went to the gym. I know, because crazy, taking care of myself, doing something I want to do. How dare I?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So I come home. We're so hungry, and we haven't done anything all day, and we're so bored. And I was like, okay, I just offered you to go to Paquito Mas. Well, I wasn't hungry then, and I didn't know you were going to be gone so long, and we're so bored, and it's been a terrible day.
You know what happened to – I know. I hate when they do that. All day long at the Peterson Museum on Sunday, right? There's food in the green room. There's food downstairs. There's Willie D. Ribs eating his pizza. There's food everywhere. It's 8 o'clock and I'm about to leave with the kids. We're done for the day. I'm taking the kids home. Adam's day. As we're about to leave, Natalia's like, can we go out to dinner?
Oh, my God.
I know. I lost my shit. I was like, are you first of all, it's Sunday night. Second of all, what? Are you high? What do you mean go out to dinner? Did you not eat? There's food everywhere. And then I look, where's Olga? Where's Olga? Because Olga was
Olga was with you guys?
Yeah, I was like, well, she came. She wasn't with us, but she came for the event. I was like, Olga, did you feed these two? Really? She goes, no, they just ate. And I said, and Natalia wanted to like continue the evening on. And I go, no, bitch, please. No, we're going home. Is the shit that bad that you can't have yourself a good day, bitch?
Well, by the way, the mom of Elby's friend who, and I love this, this girl is so amazing. I love her. She's really great. She's one of Elby's little core. There's like the core four. I was talking to the mom that night and I said, yeah, so, and I was just giving her, I was being funny. I was like, yeah, so it turns out that although you took your daughter out in the morning to go shopping, apparently you didn't feed her, but don't worry because I took them out for lunch. And she was like, yeah, she just eaten.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was just funny. She was like, no, I promise you that she had a piece of pizza at Sbarro or whatever restaurant is at the mall at noon.
Yeah.
And you had her at 2 o'clock. And I was like, she's like, but apparently she needs to be fed every 2 hours. Yes. So it was feeding time again.
Right.
But,
right.
But like, I just love that Elby was like, yeah, I mean, my friend hasn't eaten all day.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know. They blame it on the friend.
Right.
It's just insane.
I'm sure that's happened with Elby. I'm sure Elby's been like, oh, I haven't eaten.
Right.
And the parents are like, oh, what is that happening at that girl's house?
Yeah, I know. And it always is true when you go to somebody else's house, you get hungry, right? You want to like raid their closet. Oh my God, Natalia was telling me on side note. So we have that table where the inverter table, you go upside down on your back. And Natalia was showing me how to use it because they put it together at our house. So she's like, watch this. She goes, Annie was over the other day and Annie was on top of it. And we'd never laughed so hard in our whole entire life. Annie was laughing so hard she threw up Takis into her mouth. And I said, what? And she goes, hold it. I know the Takis story, so
no,
save it.
No, she doesn't. because you told her.
I told her. I apparently I did, because she's like, oh, I know your Takis story. And I was like, you do? The one with – she goes, yes.
Oh, my God. Oh my that's God. Hilarious.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Mm-hmm. There's something up with Takis, though. I had a mommy-daughter day on Saturday.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I took Natalia and her best friend, Olivia – out. I said, it was going to be mommy and daughter day. And she goes, yeah, and Olivia. And I posted a picture of the two of them. Well, we went to the mall because I had to go to the mall. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I posted I took a picture of the two of them and they're both on their phones. And I was saying, can I post this picture? I was asking Olivia, not Natalia. And he's like laughing. She's like, sure. I go, I want to say it's mommy daughter day. And the two of you are looking down on your phones at the table.
Right.
And Natalia's like, no, don't post it. She doesn't like me to do that kind of thing. I know. I go, it's funny. And I said, I'm not asking you. I'm asking Olivia. I can do whatever. And she goes, no, I say no. You cannot post my image. I said, why? She goes, because my friends follow you and it's weird. I said, well, it's weird that your friends follow me. Tell them not to follow me. How about I block your friends? How about that? And that's the other thing, too. It's like now I know these 12-year-old girls are following me. So now I got to be careful what I say.
Right.
But anyway.
No more of those porn posts?
No. No more Matt Dillon's on the cover of Playgirl posts.
So you guys spent the day at the mall?
Yeah, so we went to the mall. I mean, they went off and then I went off and did my thing and then met back up. But are you done telling me your story? Because I forgot that I had breaking Garagos news.
I know. No, bring on the Garagos news and then I'll tell you about – and then we'll go back and I'll tell you about my mall trip on Sunday.
Oh, you had a mall trip on Sunday?
Mm-hmm. Never went on Saturday.
Oh, you didn't?
Remember and how bored everybody was on Saturday, right. So I had to make it up to them by going to the mall.
Right.
And I got worked.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I'll tell you, but go ahead.
Well, should we do an ad? Should we talk about –
Why not?
Yeah. Let's do that, and then we'll do that, and then we'll do that.
Let's talk about Rothy's.
Rothy's. You guys need shoes, right? Everybody needs shoes.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think I go to the mall for? Yeah. You could save me a trip to the mall if I got Rothy's.
That's right. They have everyday flats for life on the – they have stylish, classics, comfortable. They come in four fashionable styles, the flat, the point, the loafer, and the sneaker for women and for girls. And beautiful colors, by the way. We got our pairs of Rothy's. They
love
us.
Them.
And yeah.
By the way, they're made out of recycled materials.
And now that's the nice thing. And also they're machine washable because, you know, when your feet sweat, it's a major bonus. So you guys should check out. Just go check them out. Go to Rothys.com and enter loud and you'll get free shipping. You'll get your favorite flats. Plus you get free shipping. So it's kind of a no-brainer. If you go to Rothys.com put in Loud and go look at their selection. They got a ton of selections of really cute stuff.
So cute.
Mm-hmm. Save yourself a trip to the mall, for God's sake.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me the Mark Garagos news.
Garagos. Is it Garagos or Garagos? I don't know. Kaylin. Adam says Garagos. I don't like
it. Yeah, we all say Garagos.
Garagos?
But his wife says Garagos.
Who's right?
I don't know.
Well, let's just whatever happens, however we're feeling in the moment.
Okay.
Let's call him that.
Yes. So
let's just call him Mark.
Mark. So did you see, though, I think, oh my God, did you watch The Neverland?
I haven't watched it
yet. Oh my God. Oh my God. First of all, it's forever. It takes, 4 hours.
It seems brutal.
It is. It's pretty brutal, but it's really fascinating. I mean, it's sad, really sad. And by the way, though, I can't help. I'm going to go to hell for this statement, but I can't help but think that Michael Jackson does have pretty good taste because these two guys are kind of hot.
Oh, my God.
I mean, good taste after 18. I mean, I wasn't looking at them when they were little. But when they were little, they were precocious. But
so the guys were cute as adults.
As adults. When I first saw them on the scene in the dock as men, I was like, these guys are both handsome guys. Anyway, very sad documentary, and people are dumb. Like, as we were talking about Abducted in Plain Sight, one of my favorite podcasts ever. Don't you do that again. Took my daughter and raped her. Stop it.
Stop doing that.
Keep your dick out of everybody's mouths. There's so many memes about it. I think it was in our Reel It In group, said, I don't know how I feel about Mark Garagos now. After seeing him in The Neverland, because there's a clip.
Oh, he's in it?
There's a clip of him in it, and it's him in his mustache. And by the way, by the time everybody hears this, if you listen to The Adam Carolla Show, you'll know this. But if you don't, then this is breaking news. But so he's in the clip. And it's from the 80s, and he's like, or whatever it was, or early 90s, and he's standing out on the front, like out in like Santa Barbara courthouse, and he's just basically telling holding a press conference, going, if anybody tries to besmirch his net man's name, we will have a torrent of legal issues. We will hit you hard like a hammer.
He's being like a Michael Cohen. About it.
It was he?
Don't fuck with us.
Yeah. He was like, anybody that comes after this man and his image, blah, 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 blah. So it made it look like he was talking about the children, that were coming forth.
Right.
Apparently, according to Mark, that clip was from when Mark and MJ, I guess, got into a private jet and flew from somewhere to Vegas or I don't know. But the pilot, recorded their conversations and then tried to blackmail Michael Jackson. And so that was what that was about. Because if you watch the rest of the documentary, then you don't see Mark Garagos at all. He's not his lawyer at all of any of the other, they show a ton of footage of, Michael Jackson going to court twice, two times, three times, fool. And you never see Garagos. But that one scene of Garagos. So, our fans are like, I don't know, how do you feel I like Mark Garagos, but first of all, let's all remember Mark Garagos is a criminal defense lawyer.
Right.
It is what he does. That's his job. But also, to see him defend, Michael Jackson like that, you're like, ugh, kind of at first. But that's not what that was. And if you look into it, you'll find out that even though it's a documentary.
So he was saying that basically to the pilot.
Yes. But basically.
Like, if you're going to try to blackmail me, we'll come after you. It's interesting. I mean, you can't be mad at lawyers for who. First of all, a lot of people, especially progressive, liberal people, are more mad at prosecutors.
Yeah.
We think prosecutors can be the bad people,
right,
going after people who end up being innocent or trying to get a lot of jail time for people that didn't whatever.
Right.
But then we're also mad at the defense attorney.
Right.
You can't have it both ways. Like, people have to defend.
Yeah.
Look, Scott Peterson, this might be breaking news to some people, is guilty AF. Okay. But I'm not mad.
What?
I'm not mad at Mark Garagos for insisting that he's innocent.
Right.
I mean, That's his. That's he's his lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He better be insisting that he's innocent.
Yeah.
If I committed a crime and had Mark Garagos, you better be damn sure I would want him to be going around and doing shows, and
right.
filming documentaries, talking about how innocent I am.
Exactly. Totally.
Especially if I'm guilty.
I know. Right.
Please try to plant doubt in people's minds.
Yes.
You know. Luckily, people didn't get fooled by that, and they're like, "Well, he." Bought a boat.
Well, I know. I know.
Okay. He was out fishing on Christmas Eve after he already told his girlfriend that his wife was dead.
I
mean,
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. So we all get that he's guilty. But yeah, Mark Garagos, you know what he's doing? You know what makes him great at his job? The fact that there are some people that are like, maybe Scott Peterson didn't do it.
Yes.
That means that he's good at his job. If he was terrible at his job, everyone would be like, yeah, of course he was guilty.
Right.
Slam shut.
Slam
dunk.
Should see him. When you see him in the documentary, you're going to be like, oh, there's Mark and his mustache. He's got his like.
His 70s stash.
70 stash.
And his porn stash.
Yeah. And he's like, anybody that tries to besmirch this man will have a torrent of, said something about law, a legal torrent will be unleashed upon you. It's like, oh, my God.
I guess it's one of those things. I've been very opinionated lately. But it is one of those things where you can't get mad at defense attorneys. I mean, somebody's got to represent Chris Brown.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not – and if you're really picking and choosing, if you're going, well, I'm not going to defend that person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some people that you're just – well, I don't know. Maybe there shouldn't be some people that you just won't defend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guilty.
I don't know.
And what is the deal? Like, okay, if you're defending somebody and they say they did it.
Yeah, what is that
then
deal?
Are you supposed to, yeah.
Are you supposed to now still defend them or?
Yeah, is it, but can't you get disbarred if you can't say they're guilty? Remember that movie Jagged Edge?
Yes.
That was the whole thing where the guy basically says I did it, but then she's still,
Glenn
Close is like the lawyer.
Right.
And she figures out that he's guilty, but then she can't say he's guilty because she'd get disbarred?
I think so. I think then you have to go in a different direction kind of thing. I guess. I don't know.
But if the person's saying, I didn't do it, but you think they did it, you can't let on that they did it. Like, you have to fight their defense.
I
don't think
so.
You're allowed to be like, well, I'm sorry. I think you did it.
Right. No, I think you have to defend them the best way you can.
You have to figure something out.
Yeah, you have to figure. Which is why I think Garagos is doing the Jussie Smollett case. I think he's doing it towards how the Chicago Police Department is corrupt and how they handled the situation. That's
right.
That's his angle.
Right.
So, but
I think I'd be a really good lawyer.
I know. I think you would too.
Except that I would forget everything about the case. Like, I'd have to be remind me.
Your Honor.
Remind me what. I could take very few cases at a time. Like, I got to have a very small caseload. I'm kind of forgetful.
Your
I'd be
Honor,
like,
what
are we
mean?
Saying again? What's our defense again? Just remind me.
Right.
Once you remind me, I'm going to be totally on top of it. I've got a lot of ideas.
Yes.
Did you did it?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't do it. Okay, we're going with innocent.
Right, we're going innocent. We're saying innocent.
Shit, I told everybody you were guilty. I'm so sorry. I completely forgot.
And what was the victim again? In the ages of what?
I don't mean victim because I know you didn't do it.
Right.
What was the person who said, I got it. It's like at the tip of my tongue. I got to start writing stuff down.
You got a lot of legal
I
got to
bring some buck slips.
Oh my God.
I'm going to need an assistant. I got to.
Hire Matt Fondelier on the Wheels of Steel, be your assistant.
I would pretty much need that for any job. Like, I can't even do a podcast that is not produced because I can't remember stuff.
Right.
Imagine me having a real job.
Me neither. I know. Like, what does it mean? What is it called? What is it? Remember the TV show, Your Honor? In the 70s.
Yeah.
You know.
Schneider was on there. Oh, God.
The single mom.
Yeah. Bonnie Franklin. Yeah. I got a lot of the names of the actors.
Help Van Halen's wife was in
the
it.
The judge would be like, one fucking day at a time. Like,
I know, one day at a time.
One day at a time. Yeah, I know. I'm sober. I get it. One day at a time. But the show.
Oh my God. Oh my God. It's funny. Hey, I think we should talk a little bit about the sword and scale, right? Even though we did this week.
We talked. That was our whole Patreon.
Yeah. So we are aware of what's the sword and scale.
Okay. Not to like try to sucker you guys into paying for Patreon, but to make up for last week, we totally gave you all the juice,
yeah,
all the news that's fit to print about the Patreons, about the sword and scale situation.
Right. Did we not post last week's? Did you chicken out or something?
Okay. So last week, I got on a whole roll about bitching about John.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. The truth is that we kicked it old school. And then it made me think afterwards. I was like, that's when we did that. That was the episode that John heard.
Right.
And he got his feelings really hurt.
Yeah.
And then so the following day after we recorded the Patreon, I got into an argument with John.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought up some of those things that I bitched about on the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this isn't stuff that – this is not stuff we don't talk about. It's not anything that I'm holding out.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Just we both did. We both got on a little roll.
Right.
And I was being amusing.
Mm-hmm. I was really –
I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I was being kind of funny about right. it. But I don't think he would see the humor in it.
No.
Especially after we got into an argument and then I voiced some of those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt – like right after that, like now I'm going to post this
right.
on the off chance that he heard it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, really?
Yeah, I know. Why does it always have to happen like that too? It always seems like that shit happens.
Like, but that is not to say that I'm not going to talk about things that irritate me about John.
Right.
He knows I'm going to do that.
Right.
I just didn't want – we spent the whole time.
Yeah, we were on a roll. Right. Of what annoys us about our husbands.
Yeah, so I think, you know what, better to dole that out in smaller doses just on the regular show
right.
and not hide it.
Yeah.
Because not that he's going to listen to Patreon because he's not that interested in my life,
mm-hmm.
but on the off chance that he did, I was like.
Or somebody else does and goes, oh, wow, which is even worse, by the way.
Right,
shut up, everybody.
But so this is what I thought. I thought if somebody hears it and goes, oh, my God, wow, she's really bitching about her husband. I wonder – he should know.
Yeah.
I think you should know.
I think you should know.
Then that's my marriage.
Right. Of course.
Like, it's not up for
– Right.
So then I thought best to just forget. That was my therapy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we posted a classic episode.
Oh, we did.
Which
okay.
was a good one.
Okay.
And now I risked – well, Sword and Scale Rewind is not going to be happening anymore.
So that's
pretty much
that's true then, huh?
Right. So therefore, I felt like, well, I could tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
On Patreon.
On Patreon. Yeah.
Yeah, the bottom line is that, yes, Mike, Wondery fired Mike.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels it's because a couple of big podcasters were talking shit about him and saying he's despicable. And I don't think that was the reason. I think it's because Mike was putting up a bunch of like tweets about cunts and, mm-hmm. you know, that people found really despicable.
Listen.
He knows that.
Cunts will come back and bite you if you fucking post some
don't
shit.
Don't fuck with cunts.
No. They will bite you in the ass. You don't have to take them apart to figure that out.
Remember, did I ever tell you about I don't know. I've always found the word cunt to be kind of amusing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, only from a woman.
Right.
It's not for guys, don't call people cunts.
Right.
So don't get any ideas out there. Some of you guys that are on the For Crying Out Loud Reel and In page, don't
be
like,
hey, cunts.
You guys like the word cunts, I thought. Yeah, for us to use.
Mm-hmm.
Same as bitch.
Mm-hmm.
We can say bitches and we can say hey, bitches. You can't.
Right.
Anyway, I told you this story a long time ago, but it bears repeating because it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So remember those back in like the 80s, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
or late 80s, early 90s, it was fashionable to wear shirts that looked like they had the Coca-Cola logo.
Oh, yeah.
But they said other things.
Right.
And I had one that was a white T-shirt with red, like looked like cursive. It looked like Coke, but it said cunt.
Uh-huh.
And I got kicked out of a casino for wearing it.
I don't know that story, do I?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It was such a great shirt. But of course.
Which casino, by the way?
I don't know.
Was it with the Rio? Because I got kicked out of saying that. I think I got kicked out for saying that. I think it was at the Rio.
Could have been.
I was cussing and swearing, playing craps And I was calling Gina fucking A, and that was her, like, mafia name. And I was like, Gina fucking A! Go, Gina fucking A, roll that seven! Gina fucking A! And the guy was like, man, please stop with the you know, the cuss words.
I understand that. It's Vegas. You're playing craps. But then, first of all, the word craps is a swear word.
Exactly!
You're already swearing. You're already playing craps. What are there, nuns rolling dice?
I know. Isn't that weird?
Who's offended by fucking A?
And they were like, they kicked me off the table. And then I go, fine. And all of my girls are leaving too. Come on, girls. And it was like, nobody left because they were on a roll.
You're like, get over here, cunts. Come on. We're leaving.
Let's go, bitches. Let's get the getting now. And somebody who said, like, well, the Rio is owned by, like, I don't know, like some religious group or something? I don't know. Anyway, so when you got kicked out of a casino.
It's a gambling casino.
We both got kicked. How much do we have to have in common? We both get kicked out of a casino for saying or wearing something obscene.
Yeah.
So you got kicked out.
By the way, the Rio, the bar at the Rio is the Voodoo Lounge.
Yes.
That's the big restaurant bar.
Right.
The Voodoo Lounge. Right. How are you religious and you have a Voodoo Lounge?
Maybe it was the Flamingo. I don't know. It was like one
it
of those.
It could have
old
been the Flamingo. It was an old school one where I was.
Yes, the Flamingo. Actually, I think that's what it was.
I used to frequent the Flamingo, so that was probably it.
Because it's cheap.
Yes.
We could all afford the Flamingo.
But I remember that wherever I was probably playing blackjack, and the person like saw the shirt, and I was like, oh no, because I saw them go whisper something. And then somebody came over and they're like, ma'am, and they like pulled me off the seat. And I was like, for a second, I thought I was being busted for cheating or not that I was cheating, but you know, they were going
right.
And I was like, what? And they're like, your shirt. And I was like,
yeah, it's cute, right?
I know. I was like, you can't barely see. You'd have to really be staring at it to figure out that it says cunt.
Well, you do have nice tits,
they're like,
ma'am.
You have to go change your shirt. I was like, well, I don't have a change. I would have to go all the way back to, it's not like I brought a spare.
Oh my God.
But I gave myself such a joy. Like, such a joyous feeling every time I wore that shirt because it's just so wrong.
Right, right. That's why, what's her name? Beverly Hills. Yeah.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about her.
Yeah. What's going on? I just started watching a little bit of that, the Beverly Hills.
Okay. Oh, my God. I have such a funny story for you.
Should we do it on Friday or do you want to do it today? I'll do it now.
Okay. Okay, because it's not a long story, but so Beverly Hills Housewives. So there's a Facebook group. Have you heard of a Facebook group that's, I guess, based on another podcast based on Bitch Sesh? It's called Whispering Alines.
Oh, you told me about them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I joined this Facebook group kind of originally to get juice about another podcast that they don't like.
Right.
But I enjoy this group because they talk about Bravo shows, even though they're fans of another Bitch Sesh, which talks about The Real Housewives. So I usually don't post there, though, because some of the people in that group are a little bit woke. And, you know, like I fancy myself woke, but not like super woke.
You're too tired to
like,
be
I'm never going to tell anyone to take a seat any of like the woke terminology.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to like jump to calling people like fat shamers or transphobic unless they are, in which case I'm going to go fucking crazy.
Right.
But I'm not going to like, I'm not constantly. I'm never going to use the phrase tone police. Uh-huh. You're never going to hear that from me.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to be accused of tone policing, though.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm in this group and I decide to write. Okay. Have you seen the episode where – so there's this whole thing that's happening and anybody that hates Real Housewives talk can fast forward like 3 minutes. But there's this thing that's happening where Lisa Vanderpump has Lisa Vanderpump dogs.
Yes.
Okay. So you know the thing that happened – where
Lucy,
Dorit, who I can't stand, adopted
PK.
A dog.
Yes.
PK. So she adopted a dog and then she returned the dog. Then she adopted another dog and then she gave that dog away to a shelter.
No, didn't she give it to a woman and then the woman took it to a
shelter?
There's
no woman. It turns out that she just gave it to a shelter in Orange County.
Oh, so she did it.
Yes, evidence has come to light that this shelter in Orange County received the dog and they were like, first of all, they recognized her. And second of all, the dog is chipped. to Lisa Vanderpump's dog rescue.
Right.
So she got busted, and then Lisa Vanderpump found out and apparently took her to her and PK to lunch and was like, guys, that was not cool.
Right.
But
I saw
then,
that scene.
Right. Okay. So then in future episodes, she wasn't bringing it up, but everybody else wanted her to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this scene that happened like a couple episodes ago where Lisa Rinna was trying to get her
stir the pot.
And she was like, Lisa, so meanwhile, this is getting to what got me in trouble on Whispering Aleens.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So Lisa Vanderpump, her brother
passed away.
He took his own life.
Oh, that's how he died?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So
sad.
Really sad. Lisa Vanderpump is in kind of a bad way about it. She's all emotional and kind of all over the place. And so Lisa Rinna, in trying to get her to bring up the dog thing, was like, hey, does anybody have any beef about anybody? They're on a trip.
Oh.
So Erica Jane sent Lisa Vanderpump a note after her brother died.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so cold, I thought. It was just like, dear Lisa, and it was written on one of those like a buck slip, basically, like something that would be on the like Tom's desk,
right?
Like a white, just like a card,
right?
Cardstock, yeah. That just said, dear Lisa, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother. You know, you're in our thoughts. Sincerely,
That was it,
Erica.
Uh huh.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
No flowers, no phone call, no text, right? No nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess so Lisa. So she's like, does anybody have any beef? Lisa, what about you? Do you have any beef with anyone? She's like, not really. But, well, Erica, feelings were a little bit hurt when after my brother died and you just sent me a note that was very personal.
I would have appreciated
a call. Or I'm just saying, it hurt my feelings a little bit. And Erica Jane just loses her fucking shit. She was like, excuse me? Oh, no. Oh, we're not going to do that. No, I sent you a note. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then in her two-camera interview, she was like, oh, she's not going to come for me. Like, no, I will come for her 10 times harder. You know, and it was like, Erica.
Yeah, I know. Get over
brother
your
died.
Fucking self. Yeah.
She's so cold to me.
Yeah.
That it just, I find her to be such a turnoff. And then, you know, she's always wearing like 8 pounds of makeup and has her whole team with her.
Yeah.
Stupid team.
Yeah.
Well, I love the team. But like, why are you bringing eight people to do your makeup for a day at the beach?
So does Dorit, by the way.
Yeah. I hate them both. I hate both Dorit.
Anybody that brings their team with them.
Right.
Blech.
So now I'm no Lisa Rinna lover either. I don't really love any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like Lisa Rinna. Mm-hmm. I don't love Lisa. I don't love any of them.
Right.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. But in this scenario, I was like, yeah, it does kind of suck that she just like.
Yeah.
But OK, so I go on Whispering Aleens and I just make this post. And I was like, you know, I'm just saying regarding that note, like that was a lame note.
Yeah.
Like if I was Lisa Vanderpump, I would probably bring it up too.
Right.
Like, and plus, they need to bring stuff up.
Yes.
Like that's their job.
Yes.
So
of course.
She didn't want to bring up the dog thing. So she brought up the note. And obviously, she didn't have a problem with anybody else's note or phone call. All she had to do was send her a text and be like, hey, this sucks. I'm here if you want to talk.
Yeah.
I mean, they're coworkers. I understand they're not best friends.
Right.
So,
but they
the
do
note
show
was
together.
So cold.
Yeah.
Okay. So I write
and
that.
And the fact that she took a picture of it. Didn't she take a picture of it?
Yes.
Yeah,
which
I
is also
that.
Shady.
Yeah.
Okay. So I posted onto this group. And all these – a bunch of people like it, but then people get like really heated about it. Like, no, a note is fine. Like that's – first of all, that's preferable to a text, like a handwritten note. So people are starting to get really mad. So I kind of argue back and forth with a few people in a lighthearted manner.
Right.
I'm not like, go fuck yourself if you have a different opinion. It's funny.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Real Housewives. I'm enjoying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going back and forth. And then this one person starts to get like super heated about it. And I was like, all right. Like I go, settle down. They got really mad. And I said, well, I guess we're going to have to agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they just kept coming back. And they're like, well, I'm not even going to respond to this anymore. But
shut up.
So then they like yelled at me about something, and I go, maybe next time try decaf. So then this other person is like, blah, blah, blah. Don't tone police. Don't come on here and tone police. And I was like, oh, here we go. Here we go with the with the Wokersons. Don't tone police. Hate that. Hate that. So I was like, so I try to ignore that one. Stephanie. I was like, nobody, who's tone policing? I go, I'm being funny. I'm trying to be funny.
Right.
I go, we're talking about the Real Housewives. Everybody needs to settle down.
Yeah.
So then this other girl, I want to say her name was Aja, writes, disagrees with me. And she was like, anytime somebody sends a personalized note, that is preferable to a text. Fact. So I was like, well, in this case, I don't think it was. Fact. They're coworkers. Fact or something. So then she's like, let's take a poll. So then she makes
a
poll.
Are you kidding me?
And she goes, what's better if somebody dies? A text or a handwritten note? So a bunch of people are like, handwritten note. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that poll was very extra. I go, because that was out of context. Okay, so then this is where it gets super funny. Apparently, there's a spinoff group of Whispering Alines, and it's called Judging Alines. Uh-huh. And it's where people can – it's actually super funny.
Uh-huh.
I lost an entire evening to this because I got invited. I got taken to court in the Judging Alines page.
What the fuck?
For saying – this girl took me to court. She brought in a moderator to take me to court for calling her poll extra. But it was all in very good fun.
Okay. But what does court mean?
Because it was the judging Alines where they judge you for misconduct in the main group. So they took me to court for –
that's hilarious.
For calling her – for saying –
how do
for
I get
disagreeing,
in on this?
Basically. Well, you can go join this group. It's called Judging Alines.
Okay.
A-L-E-N-E-S.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. It's some.
But you got to be in Whispering
neighborhood.
Alines
Whispering.
First.
Right.
And then you get to judging.
And I don't even know what Whispering Alines. It's a reference to some Real Housewives of Atlanta thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
A neighborhood. Anyway, then I got a lawyer. And it was all really, though, in fun. The girl, mm-hmm. Aja, was like. Anyway, the way the court, I got appointed a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
who was really funny, who mm-hmm. was like, can this wait till after RuPaul's Drag Race? He's watching Drag Race. And I was like, no, it can't. And then I was like, honey, my Domino's is going to be here any minute, so we got to get this done. There were opening statements,
oh my God.
My lawyer was so funny.
That's hilarious. This is.
He was so funny. I was crying laughing. So if you guys go join that Facebook group, you can find that court case.
It's on
the docket. There was opening statements, there were closing statements, and the judge found that I was in the wrong, that a handwritten note is preferable to a text, even though there were some extenuating circumstances, but that the poll was very extra.
What does extra mean?
Extra, like too much. Like, come on. You don't need to. That poll was.
Yeah.
You're going a little far.
Right. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah.
With the poll. That's what extra means.
Oh, but going to court's no problem.
Oh, my God.
I got to get on this.
I was crying laughing at the things people were saying.
Oh, my God.
Full of gifts.
I would lose hours, you know.
I lost so much time.
It's bad enough I got sucked into Fortnite. I would go down that rabbit hole.
These people were really funny on this page.
I got to go check that out. If you're part of Whispering Alines, can I go on to the Judging Alines?
You have to still ask to join.
Okay.
And then they'll ask you a question.
That's
I can't remember
what it was. Fucking hilarious, Stephanie.
I think it was about the Real Housewives.
I can't believe that you went to court on Facebook. You got taken to
court. But it was funny because, you know, you have to obviously join,
right.
So you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'll defend myself in
court.
Right. But then you get appointed a lawyer.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Who was super funny and
then
cool.
Who were the jurors?
Well, there weren't jurors. There was a judge.
Okay.
There's a judge who was really funny and was a fan of Rose Pricks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I knew it was all in good fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. But people like weigh in and you know. Put up a bunch of gifts and
oh my God, that's hilarious. I gotta go fucking check that out.
Yeah. Check it out. Okay. And yeah, and I hope you guys agree with me about Erica Jayne.
Yeah, I did see that scene and she does need to get her fucking 80 sunglasses and her
right? Ponytail and shit. It's like,
I
shut up.
You agree with me. My ponytail is 70 inches long.
I know. And the eyelashes stayed on. And I mean, shut up.
Oh my God. And then when she talks to her husband, Tom, did you see where they had a phone call? Mm-hmm. And she was, she, it's, that guy does not love
what
her.
What is going on there?
She's like, hi, honey. And he's like, hi. Well, like, why are you calling me?
Right, right.
I don't even think they live together. She's like, I'm just calling because with the girls and we're on a trip. And he's like, uh-huh.
I know.
I'm going to see you real soon when I get home. And he's like, okay.
Okay. I don't understand that whole thing. She needs, yeah, they all need to get over themselves. Kyle with the $7,000 watch. Really?
Oh, my God.
Like, really?
Hi, honey. I just want to replace my stuff that got stolen. I know we're not going to replace it all at one time, but can I spend $14,000 on two
watches?
Was it
14?
Well, they were each like $7,000.
She bought two of them?
Yeah.
And then she postmated it to the table. Like, she called for it.
Anytime Adam ever implies that you're spoiled in any way, I think you should just put that scene,
yes,
like on your phone,
right?
Like cut it and then just go, what? Take a look at this.
Yeah, you complain about my Postmates that I'm postmating McDonald's.
Yeah,
yeah, I know. But come on.
Yeah, at least I'm not postmating a Rolex, bitch.
I know. I don't like it. Ace man, I don't like it. Delete. No, I just, it's like, we get it. You're rich. Shut up. Like, okay, we get it. You have a glam squad. All right. Shut up. We get it. You have a fucking fake hair. By the way, Dorit's hairstyle has got to go. She looks like a poodle. Who told her that looks good?
I don't know.
She's getting it done. And for every little thing she goes to.
I don't like Dorit at all.
I hate Dorit.
And she's so fake. I mean, they're like bankrupt.
Oh, my. Are they?
Yes.
PK. How are we going to – she don't love no – she ain't sucking his
dick. Boy, George.
Yeah, please, give me a break. You think she is in love with his body? I mean, no. I'm not trying to whatever, but I am PK
shaming.
You're not
trying to dad bod shame?
But I'm PK shaming.
Yeah, PK shaming.
He's just, not just his body. No, it's just
gross.
Him. He's gross.
Yeah, he is really
gross. The way he acts, the way he talks, the way he says things, his comments. Shut up. And I don't know who I hate more, him or Ken. Like, I'm sick of Ken. Him and his flaggy, shaggy
hair. I hate
hair.
Ken, too.
Ken, shut up.
Ken reminds
every
me.
Scene.
Oh, yeah. And he also does that thing where he blindly, like, no matter what Lisa Vanderpump does, he's like, how dare they? How dare they say anything about my wife?
I know.
You're like, you weren't even there. You don't even know what the person said.
I know.
It reminds me a little bit of my stepfather, how he would just be, like, weirdly angry out of nowhere.
Right.
On behalf of my mom, when he didn't even have any idea what happened.
Yeah.
It's like Ken just woke up and he's like, whoa, what? How dare you? Like, you just woke up. Go back to bed.
You and your pink shirt and your dog that looks just like you. It's so weird. It's just so weird. And I don't like Lisa that much.
No, I don't either.
I don't like Lisa Vanderpump.
I don't either. Just in this circumstance.
I think I like Denise Richards so far.
I'm going to like Denise. Yeah.
Yeah, I like her. Because she's like, who told me? Apparently, I didn't pack right. I saw that Bahamas episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went backwards because I came in at the end and everybody was mad at Lisa. And I was like, ooh, I want to know why they're mad at her.
Yeah.
And then this whole dog situation, I was like, what? So I had to go back and look at some of the scenes. I didn't watch all of them, but I had to like catch some of the scenes. Anyway, I like Denise. And I like kind of, I think, the Mellencamp's daughter.
I don't like her.
I can't figure her out.
She's an accountability coach.
Yeah, she's got 500 clients.
If I'm ever going to use this, I'm going to use it right now. Take a seat.
Take a seat.
I don't know what that means, really.
Yeah.
Take several seats, accountability coach.
You and I could be accountability coaches.
Oh, yes,
coaches.
I'll do it for free.
Yeah, exactly. Accountability coach?
I'll call and bitch at you. Go to the gym, you fat ass.
Now, anybody that makes up their own profession like that, that helps other people, shut up. Shut up.
I know.
I hate that.
She's all mad. Look, here's the bottom line. That Dorit fucked up. Here's what happens when you take a dog from a rescue. Mm-hmm. This is just how it works. It's how it worked with my dog. They are very, very clear. Mm-hmm. If you don't want the dog for any reason at any time, even if it's years in the future, the dog goes back to the rescue where it came.
Why didn't she just bring it back?
Because she's a shady bitch who was I don't want the dog. And it was a puppy. She was complaining that it bit PK in the face. It was a puppy.
I know.
And the puppy, I found out, was hand raised. It was not even a rescue dog like from the streets. It was a rescue dog they took in that had puppies, and they gave her one of the puppies that they'd raised from a baby. It was like an 8-week-old puppy.
Yeah, see, puppies bite.
Yes.
Phil bites.
Yes.
Get your face out of the puppy's face.
Yeah.
Dawson has a puppy. The thing bit me 10 times when I was playing with it.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Bring it back? You don't bring it. They brought it to a kill shelter. All you had to do, they were probably embarrassed to bring it back to Lisa.
Oh. Because
it was the second time.
I
know. We got to end the show.
Everybody.
Listen, if you want to hear the sword and scale
drama.
We talked it all out on Patreon. So join Patreon for only $5 a month. And also, some of you guys don't have a t-shirt yet because it got screwed up. Some of the orders in the past got screwed up and you didn't get a t-shirt. And I'm really sorry about that. And there have been a couple of new orders for t-shirts. And you guys don't have t-shirts because we ran out. But here's the deal. Lynette and I are getting new t-shirts made with a new logo.
Yeah, I'm excited.
They're going to be very, very, very cute. And we're getting them soon. And I have all the names of the people who – if you didn't get a t-shirt yet and I owe you one, please message me personally. Message me at Stephanie Wilder Taylor on Facebook and tell me I didn't get my t-shirt and I will look into it. And if you're somebody newer of like this past month, just know I'm getting you a new t-shirt as soon as the new ones come in.
Yeah, and they're really cute.
Which should be very soon. Mm-hmm. Also, if you have digestive troubles or you've gained weight or you have low energy or achy joints, you might have leaky gut. So you should watch this video by Dr. Gundry about the real cause of leaky gut at TotalRestore3.com. That's TotalRestore3.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then you can find out all about lectins, which cause leaky gut, and what to do about it. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, that's going to be some real helpful advice to you, okay? Because most of these problems are not about lack of exercise or even genetics. It's really about your leaky gut.
What's going on in your gut? Because people get more energy once they figure that out and they take – if you start taking the – they've been reporting that they get more energy, smoother BMs.
Yeah.
They're slimmer.
Like that.
Waistlines, stronger, healthier.
Also, if you pay $50 to Patreon, you get a shout out once a week on our podcast. Like Michelle Baker, who sells CBD without THC. It's by Green Horizon, and they even have a salve called Chronic Relief, and you just rub it anywhere you have pain, and it helps so much. So go to mygreenhorizon.com, and in the referral box, put FCOL Baker. Also, Tish Clevenger, she is like super excited about Juice Plus. She's on the Juice Plus train, and they're going to add 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Go to Clevenger, Clevenger.juiceplus.com right now. Also, Kate Marengo. Love this chick. She works for Interior Chicago. It's a national online design service. Go to interiorchicago.com/interior-design to find out more. And one more, Casey Howell. She's a real estate agent with Keller Williams, Crystal Coast, and she covers all of North Carolina. So she's a military spouse for the last 15 years, and she's moved a lot, so she gets it. So call her or text her at 910-546-3991. Okay? 910-546-3991. Okay. That's all. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you, guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.